الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. If a person has too much sugar, what will happen to him? Become a diabetic. And if he has too much salt, high blood pressure, tension. And too much fatty food, become obese, etc. And the same way, if a person gains a lot of knowledge, then become an alim. And what else? Pride. Pride will come. He becomes a very good hafiz, that there is no second to him. Then becomes a very good qari. Then also, so this all bimari, this all illnesses, spiritual illnesses, not that you desire it, it comes into a person. If a person gets lot of money, big businesses, big house, big bank balance, then also lot of pride also. And also a lot of other harm, not only pride. Then pride made oppressing other people, making zulm, committing lot of other gunas also because of that. So just like that, similarly, if a person gets lot of knowledge which is required, which is matlubdini knowledge, not talking of even with dunya's knowledge, a person becomes a big doctor, etc., he also gets pride in him. Even with dini knowledge, even if a person becomes a big alim, big allama, and these things happen. And we see here with the students generally, the attitude of a same student who was in first year and when he's in Dora Hadith, generally you see a difference in them. With this regards, many other things also, good things also, but this also we see that the student now, he starts getting some pride in him. Similarly, students who do takhassus, iftar, etc. And one of the things that normally comes, that the student reached Dora Hadith because of the ustad who taught him kardans, fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu. But now in his Dora in Hadith, he doesn't regard that ustad as anything much. Now I'm in Dora Hadith, he thinks. But he doesn't realize that also that ustad also did Dora Hadith. And that ustad also perhaps did takhassus. That ustad also is an expert in his field. But just because he still taught you the first year kitabs, and more than that, your ustad who taught you alif, ba, ta, tha, you got no regard for them practically anything. Or your mother taught you at home, your takhti. So now you don't even think of them. But that was your starting point. And because of their barakat, you reached where you reached. And this is the lowness of a person, that he reached high and he thinks low of the person who brought him high. And not only he thinks of him as low, but he regards him as a nothing. Your first year ustads, normally a person doesn't regard them as anything. But they are the ones who made much more effort on you, on your gardans, on your surf, on your nahwa. They had to make lot of effort and then you came here. So this is a natural thing that happens. Like when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about money to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, one Sahabi radiallahu anhu asked, Hal ya'ti ash-shar bil khair? Money is usually referred to as khair in the Quran Sharif, goodness. Money is goodness basically in itself. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet. Allah sent wahi and then informed him. He said, yes, that khair comes with shar. Khair is khair. Money is good in itself. It's not bad. But when the things that get attached to it, money, pride comes in a person. Person makes zulam on other people. He uses money to commit guna, to do all wrong things. Then that evil comes with. So this evil has to be taken away. It has to be cleansed out. If you have food without sugar at all, then how will it taste also? So it has to be there, but in moderation. Yeah, ilm you have to have in excess. And in fact, ilm is the only thing for which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for increment. Rabbi zidni ilma. And what is the example of knowledge in alam mithali, where there are samples of physical things? Milk is the is the example of knowledge. There also, Allahumma barik lana fi wa zidna mean, increase us in mulk also. So for knowledge, there increment has been asked. But together with that, the other evil that comes with also. If a person's tarbiyat is not being made, if he doesn't study all the other ahadith on tawadu, etc., then he feels, and the other diseases that come, that I must be the alim. The people must only refer to me. I'm the one who is the alim. And I'm the best qari. There's nobody, and there mustn't be anybody else. You get jealous of other people if he reads like you or he reads better than you. Or hafiz, I must be the hafiz, there must be nobody else like me. Whereas the qualities must be, may Allah increase everyone. Me also, others also, in all good, may Allah increase us all the time. So a continuous medicine is required to remove this pride. Otherwise, without ikhlas, if a person does anything, it's hardly registers. It's just zero. And if it registers, you got ikhlas, but now pride come into you. It gets deregistered again. It just falls away again. If pride starts coming in you, it falls away. Like you have the prime minister of a country, the president, if he behaves and acts in a way contrary to his party and the country's constitution, he gets recalled again. And even the president gets recalled. The prime minister gets recalled. Ambassador of a country who's gone to another country and his behavior was bad, he did wrong things, the country will call him back immediately again. That he's not fit for that. So though you reach these positions, you will get recalled again. So therefore we have to be very careful that this pride doesn't come into us. That is, while we are in madrasa, it's coming already. And then after that, we go to our town, where that same ustad who taught us our beginning kitabs, and his ilm, he didn't have the opportunity to work on it, to let it shine and glow. So he was just like an ordinary malsa. And now you also think he doesn't know anything. He taught you, he brought you where you are. Now when you go, your ilm is fresh. You acquired fresh ilm. And you know all the istilahat and all the arguments and all the things you know. They are fresh in your mind. And your ustads, and now the contemporary ustads in the world, these ustads have passed away. Great, great people, but nobody knows them and forget them. They are buried and they are forgotten also. So now you think my ustads are very great and my knowledge is fresh and he doesn't know anything. This thing comes, shaitan brings it in a person. And there you get destroyed. Then you get, so to say, recalled by Allah. That though you seem to be a big ambassador and a big ambassador of Islam and a president of Islam and a prime minister of Islam, but you get recalled. Therefore, this is also very important and necessary that a person must be on his guard all the time. And this is a disease which you can't check yourself. If you want to check your sugar, you can buy a machine, and at home you can check your sugar levels also. Your blood pressure also you can check. Your cholesterol also you can check. But this, you need ask your friends who are quite open with you and ask them to be honest, please, and sincere. That if you see anything in me, that I've got pride in me, please tell me about it. And the best is if you have a sheikh and you follow the instructions of, and you have a proper relationship with your sheikh. Not just that you became bay'at and you don't have any contact. No, that won't help. That you have a proper relationship also, then you will get saved. Otherwise, pride is a killer disease. Pride is worse than cancer also. And pride is contagious also. In this sense also, not only that other people get it, but it brings other diseases in you. From pride, backbiting. When people, you pride, I'm the big one, but nobody's making you big because you're not big. You're thinking in your mind, I'm big. Now what happens is you start backbiting about other people. You try and push them down so that you can be high. You backbite about people and you become worse. People know this person who's backbiting, he's even worse. You yourself go down. You backbiting is to push somebody, he's got bad habits, he's like this, don't listen to him. You're pushing him down, but actually you're pushing yourself down. And that person, he is what he is by Allah Ta'ala. Whether he's down or whether he's up, that is with Allah Ta'ala. So there is also a terrible disease. And we see it commonly in our madaris also. A student who starts learning Quran Sharif. When many students come, though we are here in our madrasa, we don't normally accept them if they cannot read Quran. Sometimes we have to make exceptions. So somebody from overseas, sometimes we have to make some exception. That child learns to read Quran Sharif, eventually he reads fluently, becomes a Hafiz, becomes a good Hafiz also. Then we see the difference when he came and he knew nothing, how he behaved, and now in Allah, and now you see his attitude to his ustad, the one who taught him at the beginning. Now you see his attitude towards the madrasa, towards the administrators, the people who are seeing to the administration of the madrasa. At the beginning he was humble in front of all. Now he acts with a different way. And if he becomes a qari also, and now he becomes a alim and a mufti also, we can see it clearly. This the person himself cannot see. Al-mu'min mir'atul mu'min. A mu'min is the mirror of another mu'min. Without a mirror you can't see yourself. The other mu'min is a mirror. He will show you, and he will also, you can see yourself if you are interested in your Islam. You'll compare yourself with other people. That he's so humble, I must be also so humble. So this is a very important, otherwise everything can go back to zero again. After you went up high also, and the higher you go, the harder you fall also. If we don't, we've gone more higher, and we didn't make Islam of these things, and we have to fall, you fall more harder also. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala safeguard us from these things also. And they come in everything. In fact, about the amama, that it can bring pride in a person also. So one person told, how can sunnah bring pride? So look at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive. The Sahaba, Jibreel alayhi salam is coming. And when on the occasion of Hunain, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ, Quran Sharif says that your big numbers brought ujab on you, in you. We are today big. Nobody can defeat us. And what consequence, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being present, this ujab, what consequences he brought to this extent that the rumor became that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made shaheed also. Can you imagine what chaos there was? People, Muslims, were running this, and when they were winning battles after battles. But just this little ujab came, then Allah says in the Quran Sharif, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. So all these things can bring pride in a person. When you were wearing jeans and denims and all the other things, then you didn't regard your, perhaps in another sense you regarded yourself as something. But when you saw pious, that kind of clothes, but when they see pious, they say, I wish I was also pious like that. There are many others are different, they in their world of their own. But now you started wearing kurta, topi, now pride came into you. And now you think I'm better. And your friends that you were together who are still wearing that, you look down upon. You must help them, not look down upon them. Guide them also, but now you look down upon them. So this brings pride also. So a person has to remove this dirt also all the time. We have to breathe in air. But if you breathe in dirty air, that's why Allah put filters in the nose. The hair, it filters, takes out all the dirt. So if that only dirt, if the dirt also is going with the air, you'll have life also, but the dirt is going to cause you sicknesses, illnesses also. So therefore, with all this knowledge that we are acquiring, and we in a Nurani Mahal, in a Darul Uloom, where all the time deen is being taught, spoken about, etc. Now there is piety everywhere, but we have to be careful that pride doesn't come into us. Though people who are studying in universities where there is so much of filth and dirt, but pride mustn't come. We must condemn the wrong, the evil, but at the same time, don't let pride. We are maulanas, we stay in a dark room, we like farishtas, we are in a park environment, you people are in Jahannam. Na'uzubillah, such thoughts come, then that is also very dangerous, though that is evil and wrong. But if you think you are better than them, only Allah knows. وَعَلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. So this also a person must be very, very careful. Then further, if you become a ustad in a Darul Ulum, and your other friends, they are gone in dunya. Somebody is selling fowls. Somebody is doing something else, and you think, I'm better than him. I'm teaching in a Darul Ulum. Then see him, he's selling cars the whole day. He's selling fowls whole day. And I'm better than him. All very dangerous things. And these things come into a person. This baggage comes along with. So a person has to be very conscious that he cleanses and keeps himself clean from this also. Otherwise, whatever can be acquired can be lost also. May Allah Ta'ala guide us. And he is the Hadi. He is the one who guides. May he be our guide in all matters.